It's been a golden day for New Zealand athletes in Tokyo. Lisa Carrington is on top of the world, winning a third gold medal in the same event in three consecutive Olympics. She's now got five Olympic medals to her name. She's dominated the K1 200, blasting to victory and leaving the rest of the competition in her wake. But just over an hour later, there was more. She and her boat buddy, Caitlin Regal, got more gold, this time in the K2 500. Back home, her whānau were watching on the big screen at the cloud. Now, if you're watching on TV, have a look at this. You'll see Lisa's parents, Glynis and Pat, and her partner, Michael Buck, willing her on. So let's return to Japan, where sailor Josh Jr. has been vying for a medal in the fin class. Our reporter Clay Wilson joins me now. So Clay, what's happened?
Yeah, so unfortunately not good news for Josh Jr. He's finished fifth overall in the fin class, a very close medal race. He came into today fourth and he didn't get a great start, but he made up ground on the second leg, and by the second and third legs he went round the mark in third place and was looking like he might push for a medal. But unfortunately the last couple of legs lost ground and a medal sailed away into the distance, and he's finished fifth overall. So no medal to add for the sailing team after Peter Burling and Blair Tuke here at a stifling hot Inoshima picked up that silver medal just an hour or so ago. So Josh Jr., he's going to walk away from here without a medal. But we do have one more shot. The 470 men, a couple of good results today. Paul Snow-Henson and Dan Wilcox, they're fourth overall going into that medal race, which will be tomorrow, just a handful of points off bronze and silver. So still another medal shot for the sailing team down here in Inoshima.
And of course, Lisa Carrington just halfway through her medal campaign. Talk us through, wow, what other goodies she could haul in the next few days.
Yeah, so two medals down, two gold medals and two potentially more medals to come. Lisa Carrington has the K1 500 metres, the longer distance, the heats tomorrow and then semis and finals, you would think, based on her current form on Thursday. And then looking ahead to Friday and Saturday, that's where this women's canoe sprint team finished their regatta, spearheaded by Lisa Carrington in the K4 boat, so the four-person boat. Heats on Friday and then finals on Saturday. So yeah, still, I guess, like I said, based on Lisa Carrington's form, you wouldn't put it past her that there's going to be a couple more medals to come, potentially another gold or two.
Thanks, Clay. That is Clay Wilson joining us live from Tokyo.